morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. And to kick things off right away on the show, without wasting any time, we have a guest on the phone, on the line right now. We have Bart Winkler of K107 in Fond du Lac. I've always wanted to have Bart as a guest on the show this morning.
Brian, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for letting me return the favor. You've been great all last season, and we're looking forward to having you on again this season on K107.1. Of course, in Fond du Lac, but Appleton, Oshkosh, Waupun, that whole kind of Lake Winnebago area, you can reach us, so a lot of people can tune in to the weekly chats we'll be having the rest of the year.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. Let's talk a little bit of Packers here as we only have Bart for a couple minutes. He's in between spinning records at K107 right now. But, you know, there's injury concerns with the Packers right now. And, Marshall Newhouse is scheduled to be the Packers' starting left tackle this year, and he's not going to play in their first preseason game on Thursday. Does that have you worried, the depth along the offensive line?
I'm not too worried about the offensive line depth. I think they got a good unit. They got a good group of coaches, obviously. At this point, anything McCarthy and Thompson put out there, I think they can find a way to make it work. I know that it's younger than maybe people would like it to be, but I think you let him work out a couple of kinks. You don't start to worry till maybe, you know, you get to week one and then these guys don't know what they're doing. Then you would start to worry. But I've seen a lot of people kind of freaking out, you know, Twitter and Facebook and stuff about this offensive line for the first preseason game. But again, this is just a preseason game, and you know, obviously you want to protect the quarterback, don't want those guys to get hurt, but I don't think, I mean, these are still NFL caliber players. I don't think on two drives, you know, you have Marshall Newhouse or whoever out there. I don't think that Rodgers is in jeopardy back there. I don't think you have anything to be concerned about there. I think you just let him play and we'll make the evaluation after we actually see some game footage.
So you're not concerned about letting Aaron Rodgers play on Thursday night?
You know, I was on Twitter last night just kind of looking around at some stuff, and I see all these people having conversations about Rodgers not playing in the preseason game. And, I guess if that's what you want to do, I don't really see the harm in putting him out there for a series, two series, like he was probably going to. I mean, he's going to fly all the way out there. He's been practicing. He wants to get on the field. He wants to throw a couple balls. So let him get out there. He's a good mobile quarterback, even if, a guy like Newhouse or Herb Taylor, a lot of people calling out a little bit. It's two series. Let him go. If Rodgers is going to get hurt in the first preseason game, in the two series that he plays, well, then it wasn't meant to be, I guess, for the Packers this season. I'd say let him play for a little bit and see what Herb can do, because once you start benching Rodgers for fear that the offensive line isn't capable to protect him, well, then – what have you done to the offensive lineman's, you know, psyche? You tell them, we don't even trust you in one series out there, yet we're going to start you in this game tonight. So I'm not too concerned about it. Again, if something does happen, you know, then I'm going to look stupid. But I think the Packers shouldn't overreact and just let Rodgers get his couple series in and let these guys improve, knowing what it's like having to protect, you know, an MVP quarterback.
I'm with you. I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be handing the ball off 50% of the time, too, in which case there's a pretty much zero chance he's injured. So I think perhaps it is a little bit of an overreaction, and, you know, he's only going to play one possession, maybe two anyhow. So, but there are other injury concerns at the running back position. Packers might be down to two running backs for a preseason game. This is supposed to be the time of the year where you got like five, six running backs. Are you concerned about that? And should the Packers bring a guy like Ryan Grant back?
I guess with the running backs, you know, I'm a little concerned because the numbers aren't really there. But then this is another case where, do you question Ted Thompson? Do you question what they're doing? You'd like to have at least another body ready to go. With Ryan Grant, I'm a little surprised that they didn't bring him back. And I'm even more surprised now that he hasn't latched on anywhere. So maybe there's something we don't know. I'm not sure. Last year, K107 did a party with Amon Green, and he was telling everybody there that he wants to come back, but the Packers won't let him. So they, you know, Ted Thompson's got his group of guys that he wants, and I think they're going to ride him out with that. I think maybe an injury tomorrow night, then you'll maybe get a call to Ryan Grant, but I think they're very confident in what Starks can do throughout the season, and the rest of the depth, they're just going to fly with it until they get there to the regular season. I would actually be more surprised if Grant got a call, just because I feel Ted's stubborn like that. So I don't expect it, but you hope that those guys that they do have can at least stay on 2 feet and stay healthy.
Before we let you go, starting the preseason, anybody you're excited to see, rookies you're excited to see Thursday for the first game?
I was excited with Jarrell Worthy's play on Family Night. I know it's just, you know, a little scrimmage, but the way that the Packers rookies kind of responded to that situation where this was their first time on, you know, an NFL stadium with fans in attendance, and the way they responded, really just the defensive guys. I want to see Nick Perry claim a starting gig outright. I want there to be no question, because they got a lot of good linebacking depth, but I'd like to see Perry be that guy. So I'd like to see the rookies that we drafted on defense that were looking to contribute right away. I'd like to see them contribute right away, and that's what I'll be keeping my eye on Thursday night.
Sounds good. Bart, thank you for joining us. We'll let you get back to work here. When are we talking again on K107?
We'll be talking on Thursdays throughout the preseason, 8:25 in the morning, just a similar time like this, and then the day before the Packer games, and then the day after. So if it's a Sunday, we'll talk Friday, Monday. If it's a Monday, we'll talk Monday, Tuesday. So all throughout the season, you can catch yourself, Brian, on K107.1.
Well, sounds good. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
We're looking forward to it, buddy.
Okay. See you then. Thanks, Bart.
Yeah.
Bart Winkler of K107 and Fond du Lac joining us here on Railbird Central this morning here on CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks to him for joining us, and we continue to talk Packers here at Railbird Central. Thank you for joining us so much, folks. I'm not sure your comments are being approved this morning on the live blog, so you're going to have to tweet it up if you want. You're going to have to use the hashtags Railbird, use the hashtags CheeseheadTV. Feel free to use that Twitter widget underneath the broadcast player. Whatever you want to do, feel free to dominate the discussion here, guide us in the right direction. This is as much your show as it is mine, so I want to talk about what you want to talk about. Feel free to let us know what you think. I mean, here we are, and we talked about it with Bart. A lot of injuries for this time of year. I mean, there always seems to rack up the injuries during training camp. It happens every year. The good news is none of these seem serious so far. Nobody's been placed on injured reserve yet. We're not saying anybody's out for the season yet. So that's a good thing. But I mean, 17 guys have been ruled out already of Thursday's preseason game. 17 guys, I mean, that's including the guys on the PUP list who we know will be out. I mean, that's including Andrew Quarles, Derek Sherrod, guys like that who, you know, we've resigned ourselves for quite a while now. We're not going to see till they're healthy. But, I mean, still, they haven't even played a game. The Packers have, like, they were supposed to be in pads for tomorrow's practice. They're so banged up that they actually went in shells. They weren't hitting at all. So, I mean, you know, it is kind of a concern somewhat that the Packers are this banged up at this time of year. It's a little bit of a head scratcher. And you know, we talked about the positions that have been particularly hard hit on the offensive line. You know, the first string offensive line with Herb Taylor in there, it isn't all that bad because, I mean, you got the rest of your preferred starters are in there. You got Lang at left guard, Saturday at center, Blagan sitting on the right side. You're pretty good there. I mean, you've got what you want. Those guys aren't going to play too long. They're going to play a possession or two Thursday night. But beyond that, it's the second and third string defensive line that's really your concern because of all the injuries, these guys just aren't practicing. They're being held out. I think some of the young rookies are actually been seen on crutches, Greg Van Roten. But I mean, anyway, so your second string line, I think now tomorrow night will be Andrew Datko at left tackle, Don Barclay at left guard, Evan Dietrich Smith at center, Tommy Draheim at right guard, and Shea Allard at right tackle. So what is that? That's four rookies on the second string offensive line. Three of them undrafted rookies. The one drafted one was a last round draft choice. And Evan Dietrich Smith is the only guy who actually has any NFL experience so far who's actually played in a game. So, I mean, there's your second-string offensive line. You know, we expressed a little bit of concern for Aaron Rodgers, even though I think perhaps maybe we're overreacting a little. You know, I certainly would be scared for Aaron Rodgers if he had to play a full preseason game. But seeing as he's only going to play a possession or two, not really too much of a big deal. But maybe is there a more legitimate concern for Graham Harrell, the second string quarterback who has to play behind that offensive line? You know, there's been like these questions raised, especially about Andrew Datko, the Packers rookie left tackle, and how like poorly he's been playing. You know, this is according to Bob McGinn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, who, you know, really expressed some concerns about Datko. But albeit though, he has come back, Bob McGinn, this was like the first week of training camp, he has come back the second week here and said there's been, you know, considerable improvement. He's looking good in practice. He's looking good on the one-on-one. So that's good news. So maybe Andrew Datko is just getting up to speed. You know, maybe it was just a little overwhelming in the beginning. So I mean, you can only hope that's the case. Kevin on the live blog chiming in on Twitter with the Cheesehead TV hashtag. Should be interesting watching the second string line tomorrow night. I'm right there with you. It'll be interesting, that's for sure. You just hope Graham Harrell doesn't get injured. And behind that, you've got B.J. Coleman behind a third string offensive line. Well, there's not even, you know, enough guys healthy for a full third string. The second stringers will be playing with a third string. Because I mean, there's guys on the pup list like Derek Sherrod. There's the undrafted rookies, like I said, that probably won't be playing. Who's that? Greg Van Roten and also Mike McCabe. These two undrafted rookies, I think they've already been ruled out for Thursday's game. And when you're an undrafted rookie being ruled out, I mean, that really hurts your chances of making the team. And you know, it hurts the team as well in that, you know, guys who should be out of the game, the second stringers making way for the third stringers. Well, the second string's got to stay in. You know, they're exposing themselves to injury a little bit more. I mean, good thing it's not the first string. But, we'll all find out how these things play out, shake out, tomorrow evening. Kevin follows it up on the live blog with another tweet. Hope Datko can shake some rust off tomorrow night. Has not played a lot lately. Yeah, I mean, Andrew Datko missed most of his senior season of college. So, I mean, this is a guy who hasn't played a lot, you know, for the past, you know, season or two. So this will be his first game action, in an actual regulation game, not just a scrimmage or anything. For the first time in quite a while. What did Datko play? He played like the first four games of the season before being shut down and then missing the rest of the year, something like that. That's what's happening there. And, hopefully everything just turns out to be okay. Maybe we're all overreacting, including me, maybe me the most, who knows? And everything's okay. They avoid injury and everything's hunky-dory, right? That's the way you hope it plays out, whether you're a fan of the Packers or not. You just don't want to see people getting injured. So, that's not the way you want to go through life and things you want to cheer for. You want to beat teams at their best when they're healthy. And that's a perfect world situation. It doesn't always work out that way, but that's the way you hope things are. So, you know, there's your depth issues along the offensive line. And then also at running back, and again, we touched on this in our interview with Bart Winkler earlier, but on top of that, and what's more, okay, so the Packers only have two healthy running backs available for tomorrow night. One of them, starter James Starks, probably just like the rest of the starters, probably isn't going to see a whole lot of time. You know, he'll play the first possession too. Who knows, maybe he'll play a little more, but still, you're not going to play your starter a whole lot. But on top of that, the only healthy halfback available for tomorrow night's game, fully healthy, will be running back Mark Tyler. And even he was injured earlier in training camp and has since come back with a shoulder injury, I believe. He actually missed the family night scrimmage, but he's now practicing again, ready to play. So Mark Tyler, the only fully healthy guy who's really guaranteed to be playing tomorrow night, you know, could be seeing a ton of action. He could be playing the whole rest of the game. You're really going to get a good look at Mark Tyler on Thursday night, no matter what. Yeah, just because the Packers have nowhere else to turn to. Now, the word on Alex Green is that he's fine for whatever reason. The Packers held him out of yesterday night's practice, not because of injury, just because, you know, he's a guy coming back from his ACL tear. They're just being careful and cautious with him. They didn't want to, you know, risk injury during practice yesterday, so they held him out. And you know, I'm not sure he's ruled out for Thursday night's game, but even if he does play again, it's not going to be a situation where Alex Green is going to play very much or play a whole lot. So it'd be interesting to see what the Packers do with him if he plays at all, or they're going to play it safe with him. Brandon Sain has a hamstring issue. He's not playing. Dwayne Bennett, I even forget what his particular injury is. He's not going to play. So, there's your halfbacks. And on top of that, the fullbacks as well. There's an injury at fullback. Okay, so John Hazy has a hamstring injury. He's a backup fullback. He's not going to play. He's been ruled out. So you're down to two healthy fullbacks, starter John Kuhn. And John Kuhn is a guy who's coming off his knee injury from last season, a guy they probably don't want to play a whole lot. So you're going to be seeing a lot of the rookie Nick Cooper out of Winston-Salem State. Him getting a lot of second half playing time, probably playing the entire second half at fullback. You know, the Packers' offense is so multiple and so versatile that they can be playing a lot of wide receiver sets, and that kind of maybe takes a little bit of the burden off the running backs, perhaps. And that's good because the wide receivers are relatively healthy. We know that Greg Jennings is going to sit out with a concussion, but really, I think he's all right. So, I think we'll see him in a couple days, a couple weeks, whatever. Not in danger of missing the regular season. So, you know what I thought would really be cool? I just pondered this. I think I wrote it out on Twitter, just kind of a stream of consciousness type of thing yesterday. It'd be nice to see, you know, the Packers have used fullback John Kuhn in the past in one running back sets, kind of as the lone setback, the lone halfback slash fullback, just using only one running back in the backfield. They've done that, you know, many times in the past, a lot on third down because Kuhn is so good at pass protection. He can do that. He can catch the ball. And if they have to, they could, you know, he served as an emergency halfback in the past, as a short yardage goal line carrier, all those things. It'd be interesting to see if Nick Cooper is already ready for a role like that, whether they've been practicing for him to do that, whether he can be a one-back set, because Nick Cooper was a running back in college. The Packers are actually transitioning him to fullback. He was actually a featured back during his college days at Winston-Salem State. So, really, it's fascinating the options that are available to the Packers here, whether they do something like that, whether they do a lot of five wide receiver sets tomorrow, just just, you know, to take the burden off the running backs and get a look at all these wide receivers. So, you know, again, heading into the first preseason game, we got all these unanswered questions, and we'll start to answer some of them tomorrow night, but maybe is not as many as you want because there's so many injuries. They're guys you aren't going to see. They're, you know, these guys who you want to see be fighting for roster spots, you know, who aren't going to. Greg Jennings isn't going to be playing. I mean, he's pretty good, but, you know, Ryan Taylor, the tight end, just suffered a concussion this week. And now he's not going to play Thursday night. I mean, he's kind of a guy who's on the roster bubble, and maybe he's, you know, perhaps a little bit safer roster spot than some people, than, say, the undrafted rookies. But still, you know, he's not guaranteed of a spot, and it'd be nice to see him play, see what he's got, both on special teams and on offense. So, you know, it'd be nice to see him play. Kevin asked on the live blog, is Shaky Smithson hurt? A good question. I'm not sure what the deal is with Shaky. I know he was injured for a while. I'm not sure if he came back or not. So, but yeah, I mean, it'd be good to see him fight for a roster spot. A guy who's definitely on the bubble. A guy who's on the outside looking in. You know, Shaky Smithson is definitely not, doesn't have a good chance of making the team. But you never know. I mean, with a good preseason, all of a sudden he catches a touchdown pass. You know, maybe other teams are looking at him. Maybe he's on the Packers practice squad. You just don't know. So you want to see guys like that play, and you're just maybe not going to this Thursday, which is a disappointment. But, I mean, you know, 17 guys aren't going to play. That still means that more than 60 are or something like that. So, you know, again, I should temper these concerns a bit. A lot of guys are going to be out there seeing action, and that's what you're excited about. It, you know, Thursday night, first preseason game, going to be on national television. So no matter where you are in the nation, you're going to be able to see this on ESPN. They're actually having their Monday Night Football crew kind of do the game as they prepare for the regular season. You know, it's not a Monday night. But they're having the Monday night crew, Mike Tirico and John Gruden, going to be announcing the game. And that'll be cool to see John Gruden, Chucky, you know, former Packers assistant, announce the game. So always, you know, have thought highly of John Gruden. And, you know, some people kind of make fun of his tough guy persona a little bit and his over-exuberance at times. But, I mean, John Gruden's a good guy. I mean, perhaps he's a little bit of a, you know, like I said, gets too into things sometimes, and he puts on a show maybe a little bit. But a good guy. I don't think there's too many bad things you can say about John Gruden as a person, other than just maybe his personality rubs you the wrong way. But he's a good guy, and it's, you know, he gets into it. He's a football guy, and, you know, it's, he lives, eats, sleeps, and breathes NFL football. So there's that, and that'll always be fun. I'm a John Gruden guy. I like him. So Kevin asked on the live blog, Cheesehead TV chat on Thursday night. You bet. Make sure to tune in Thursday evening during the game, where we'll be talking about it with our live blog, as we always do. All the time. You know, what else is going on in the world of the Green Bay Packers? The all these injury issues have dominated the headlines. You know, there were three pretty bold comments yesterday from Packers players, published in various outlets, various articles. And I suppose we can wrap up the show today by, you know, talking about these. And number one, tight end JerMichael Finley made a bold statement in an interview with Fox Sports Wisconsin and their reporter Paul Imig. JerMichael Finley said he wants to win multiple Super Bowl rings, and on top of that, he hopes for an explosive breakout season, or an elite breakout season, something like that. So, JerMichael Finley, I mean, you've pretty much come to expect these statements from JerMichael Finley. And, you know, we're glad he's thinking that way, right? I mean, you wouldn't want somebody. I mean, we're glad he has his goals set high, and he's capable of these things. And I think the Packers are actually capable of winning multiple Super Bowl rings. But now you just got to see JerMichael Finley live up to the talk. You know, you got to see him put the money where his mouth is and actually get these things done. Because these are the type of things where if he never does have that elite breakout season, if he never has that season where he's, you know, voted to the Pro Bowl, then you kind of look back and you say, this guy just totally underachieved. He never lived up to the hype, things like that. So, I mean, it's too early, I think, to say that about JerMichael Finley. And, you know, he's had a good young career so far. But not a great one, not an elite one. And like I said, you just, he's got to put his money where his mouth is. And, we won't find that out till the regular season. And in fact, JerMichael Finley, has he been ruled out for Thursday night's game as well? He might not even play on Thursday. I don't think he is. You're going to see DJ Williams and Tom Crabtree get a lot of time in addition to the undrafted rookies on the team. So that's the tight end situation. Another bold statement yesterday, Clay Matthews in an interview with Michael Silver of Yahoo Sports. Michael Silver, columnist or, reporter there that, writes on many teams from a national perspective, but came to training camp in Green Bay. It's a general Green Bay Packers preview, so it covers many different topics and how the team's, shaping up this year, things like that. But Clay Matthews was quoted as saying, and this isn't a direct quote, rather a paraphrase, but something along the lines that the New York Giants didn't beat us last year, we beat ourselves. And again, I mean, Packer fans aren't going to make many bones about this comment, but this is the kind of thing that ends up being bulletin board material in another team's locker room. I'm sure the New York media will pick up on a little bit and kind of play up the fact that maybe disrespecting the Giants a little bit, the Giants didn't beat them. Well, Giants went on to be the Super Bowl champions and they won it fair and square. You never want to really, if I were a player, I would never say anything like that. I could say we beat ourselves, we didn't play up to our potential. That's all fine. But to say they didn't beat us, it's just plain wrong. I mean, they beat you. That's what the score says. That's what history says. Whether it goes down as being a big deal or not, I'm not sure it does. Who knows? We'll see. We'll find out. The Packers play the Giants during the regular season this year. It comes later in the season, actually, but we'll see if this comment resurfaces or not. So Clay Matthews making a little bit of a stir yesterday. And then finally, one more bold statement. Charles Woodson being asked about the first female referee who's going to work Thursday night's game, Thursday's Packers-Charger game, for the first time in NFL history, a female will be working the game. I think her name is Shannon Easton, and she's actually part of the replacement referees as the union referees are being locked out, which, again, is a whole separate, intricate, complicated story that I'm not going to get into right now. But anyhow, well, she's a replacement referee, part of the Scabs, but she's going to be working, going to make league history regardless. And Charles Woodson was asked about her, and he says, saying along the lines, it's about time. And kudos to him, I think, for saying that, going out on a limb a little bit. This woman has received, I think, not a whole lot, but some undue criticism just because of her sex, which I think is unfair. Maybe the players should be limited to males. I'm not even sure if there were actually a female out there that was capable of playing in the NFL. I'd say go for it. You've seen in college a little bit. But it's a male sport and whatever. I can see if you want
purposely limiting the game to males just because males have their sports and females have their sports and they should be separated. But as for anything outside the players, whether it's a referee, whether it's a front office official, whether it's a coach, a trainer, whether it's the people working in the stadium, their gender doesn't matter. What matters is the job they do. That's my take on it, and that's how these people should be judged. Nobody should be judged, whether it's gender or, race, religion, creed, color of your skin, whatever. These are things I shouldn't even have to say, and I'm not even really sure why I'm kind of going off on this tangent here a little bit. But, Charles Woodson, says it's about time for a female referee. I agree. I mean, good for her. I don't think she deserves a free pass. If she blows a call, she deserves to hear about it. She deserves to be penalized, just like anybody else, just like any other referee, regardless of gender. Great. They're breaking barriers, and it's good to see that all the time. That's great. It's a good thing. It's progress for humanity, I think, albeit on a small scale when we're talking about the whole world here and things outside of football. But so there's your news, your latest news about the Green Bay Packers is we're in the midst of training camp and they're getting ready for their first preseason game tomorrow. So it'll be fun to watch and back to football, right? Back to actually seeing an actual regulation game. Be good to be sitting in front of the TV tomorrow evening and watching the Packers. So that's all for today at Railbird Central, folks. Thank you so much for joining us as we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So we'll be back again on Friday we'll be recapping the Thursday night football game on Friday morning. So we'll be going over the winners, the losers, see who played good, see who played bad. Were there any surprises? What happened? We'll talk about it all Friday morning. So join us then. Thanks for joining us today, folks. We'll see you later. Make sure to tune in to Cheesehead TV. Check out the blog for all the latest news of the Green Bay Packers. But we'll see you later, everyone. I leave you today with a song called Sometimes a River by String Cheese Incident on Cy Finality Records. See everyone, go Pack, go. Clean.